This is Ozarks at Large. The best laid plans, it is said, often go astray. That idiom resonates with people in nonprofit circles. Ask Kathy Blundell, the administrative director of the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Who knew a roof could be so expensive?
The ACO has been in the midst of a revitalization project for a while, updating the building from bottom up. New flooring, carpeting, cabinetry has been installed, along with modifications to other structural elements. Then the roof came crashing down. If not quite literally, at least the threat of the roof crashing down existed. And the Art Center of the Ozarks had a $200,000 priority shift. For Kathy Blundell, the planned and unplanned work continues an evolution for the venue that's been happening since she began her association with the ACO more than 30 years ago. When she first came to the Art Center, the building was far different than the multi-use Art Center of 2014.
It was on the corner only, and it was a church, the old First Christian Church, I believe, and a Sunday school building, and that was it, in a wooden stage of some sort when we first got here that then flanked and they did outdoor summer musicals. So it was the church had been vaguely renovated inside and sat maybe 75 people, and it was an interesting, wonderful experience at that time.
The most recent improvements included new seats in the theater and a more contemporary painting scheme for the interior of the building. There are other plans as part of the current revitalization process as well.
Our next thing, which will start when the weather gets nice, let's say, will be we are having the warehouse that we own next door demolished, and we'll be putting in a lovely new parking area, and the city of Springdale is going to partner with us so we can incorporate the look of that into the other plans that are coming for downtown Springdale soon. So it'll be very nice. And then we're going to put a new facade on this facility, which was one of the things in the 93 building project that we just didn't have the funds for.
That new facade, first dreamed of more than 20 years ago in the ACO's 1993 improvement plan, will become reality, Kathy says, but the wait may be just a bit longer still. This is where the roof emergency becomes relevant. Torrential rains last spring and early last summer pelted the roof. Kathy says before the storms, the ACO had been given an opinion that the current roof was good for another 5 years. Those hard rains, though, battered a lining of styrofoam and gravel on top of the building.
It just started dissolving, and it wasn't something the insurance company could cover. So all of a sudden, we're seeing water running down the interior walls that we've just repainted and redone. It's on the flooring. When people come to things and it's raining outdoors, we have to have towels and buckets and plastic bags all over the floor. Not a good thing. And that started coming all over the building.
Kathy says the decision to replace the entire 27,000 square foot roof was an expensive one, about $200,000, but in retrospect, also a very easy decision to make.
We were simply forced to protect, you know, the hundreds of thousands of dollars that we've already spent. We had to address the roof.
Some elements of the current revitalization plan had to be delayed for a bit, while money already raised was used to install the new roof, one that has a 20-year warranty, by the way. The plans for the exterior projects, like the demolition of the warehouse next door to create additional parking, and that long-desired facade facelift, have been pushed just a bit.
Now we're back trying to save our roof, you know, trying to re-raise now a little bit, about that much money. So we've started, and we still have money. We're going to start the demolition process here in a few weeks, so we're going on with some of it. But basically, it meant we had to not put on our lovely facade and move to putting that money toward the roof.
Yesterday afternoon, sitting in the upstairs art gallery at the Art Center, Kathy Blundell seemed relatively unfazed by the interruption caused by the roof repairs. She says 30 years into her tenure at ACO, she's confident the mission for the center remains pretty much what it's always been.
Putting people directly into the arts. We're a place where you can feel so comfortable that you can come and, you know, try being on stage if you haven't done it, or if you love doing it and just you know, haven't done it for a while, we're here for that. Or same with the visual arts. I'll try, you know, something. I'm not afraid. And we like you to get your hands dirty down here. And we're very intergenerational. That has always been the case. And so, you know, you can have grandmas and in the visual arts classrooms learning how to oil paint, but dad's on stage in a play and the kids are, you know, singing or doing whatever. So we try to put something out there for the whole family, and that has never changed, but it's always been at the center of what we do.
And the immediate schedule for the ACO remains full, including a performance by Emily Cates and Outside the Lines, scheduled for Saturday night. You can learn more about the schedule, classes, and the work taking place at the venue at artcenteroftheozarks.org.